come to the resource center, look around. You're not going to leave without something. Come in. Once you come in the first time, oh, you're coming back.
I feel like a kid in a candy store. We were really so excited to go back and put it in the classroom because I was like, we got paper. We can do this now. It's like our vision come to life.
It is so important for our community to have this R&R. A lot of people don't realize it's available, but once they do, they are just blown away.
Across our state, the Mississippi Lift Resource and Referral Network, also known as R&Rs, serve as local hubs offering free support to anyone connected to the care and development of young children. These centers function under the Mississippi Lift Network, overseen by the Mississippi Department of Human Services, Division of Early Childhood Care and Development, and are operated through a variety of regional partners, such as Delta Health Alliance, Mississippi State University Extension Service, and the University of Southern Mississippi. Each R&R helps families find local childcare providers, provides lending libraries stocked with age-appropriate educational materials, and offers free developmental screenings. They also support early childhood educators by offering training, professional development, and hands-on tools, all at no cost. Open to the public, R&Rs are designed to serve a wide range of people: parents, grandparents, childcare providers, college students, state agency staff, and anyone else living with or working with young children, including children with disabilities and developmental delays. Their services promote inclusion, early learning, and long-term well-being, and in doing so, help strengthen Mississippi as a whole. In this Chat About Children episode, I, Bailey Shelton, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Children's Foundation of Mississippi, talk to different parents, stay-at-home caregivers, early childhood professionals, community leaders, and the people who operate the R&Rs themselves. Each one shares how their local center meets the unique needs of their community and helps every child reach their full potential. To begin, let's hear from staff members at the R&R in Hattiesburg, the Mississippi Early Childhood Inclusion Center Resource and Referral Center, and the Leland R&R, as they describe what their centers offer and why this work matters.
My name is Bethann Mitchell. I work at the MECSC Resource and Referral Center as a training specialist. That really means that I get to support our families and providers that come into the Resource Center. The MECSC Resource and Referral Center is open to any family or provider who has children birth to five or has a classroom of children that are birth to five. We do have older siblings that come, but our resources are age appropriate for birth to five. Anyone can come. It doesn't matter if you live in our county or a different county. We have some people that come and visit family and they're from North Mississippi, but they'll come and come to our Hattiesburg R&R. And then we have playrooms, we have a lending library. So mainly our providers come in to check out materials for their classroom. If they have a theme that week or they're really wanting to focus on fine motor skills, we'll go in and pull some items for them to check out. For families, they come and sometimes they have play dates. They'll use our playrooms. They'll check out materials from the lending library. But then we also provide developmental, autism, and social emotional specific screenings for them, as well as point them into the direction of what other resources our community have for them. Or maybe we're doing a screening and then we're referring them to First Steps or an evaluation clinic. We do so many different things. I do a lot of parent training just one-on-one as we're talking. When I spend time with families, they begin to open up and share about concerns they have. And then I just share resources to them, whatever we have or what others have in our community, and then try to connect them and try to take those steps that maybe are uncomfortable at first. I want to walk alongside them or do them for them. And then that way it's a little bit easier as they start moving forward in like maybe a diagnostic process or through First Steps, whatever it is.
What is something that you think people are surprised about when they come here that maybe they didn't expect, or they leave here after their first time? I had no idea y'all had this or did this.
The playrooms are a huge deal. Everyone loves to come and play in the playrooms, and I think that it's free. Some people are like, how much? They come in and they're like, how much do we pay? I'm like, no, it's free. And it's like shocking that it's a free resource to them. And then when they come in and they see the different areas that they can play in, they can work on dramatic play and play with their friends, or they can come in and say, hey, we're really struggling. I don't want to do arts and crafts at home because it's messy. I'm like, let's get out the markers and the crayons. Like, we do all kinds of crafts that they wouldn't probably normally do at home, but there's no stress here. Let's just play and let's create together. And then I think the lending library is a shock. They come in and they see toys, and you know, it's nice for them to come and check out toys, see with their kids, and then they get Christmas ideas or birthday gift ideas, and know, hey, my kid only plays this for 2 weeks. All right, well, let's check it out for 2 weeks and then bring it back and let's check out something else. I think that's been really fun to see them come in the lending library and be like, what in the world?
My name is Sandra Miller. I am the Resource and Referral Center here in Leland, Mississippi, the associate.
Hi, my name is Tamara Leland. I'm a Resource and Referral Associate.
How long have y'all been working here?
I have been here 2 years.
Almost 2 years in September.
And what kind of work did y'all do before you started working here?
I was a teacher at Leland School District for 30 years.
Wow.
Prior to coming here, I was a pre-K teacher at Leland School District.
Okay, so both in the education system prior to being here. If y'all meet a stranger on the street and they ask you to describe what the R&R is or what your work is, how would you describe
it? We do that a lot, Sandra and I both, because we're both big talkers. So we do that a lot, even on our lunch breaks or just on the weekends when people see us and they say, I know your face from somewhere. And most of the time, the children will recognize us and they'll say, they came to my school or they were in my classroom. And so the parents are like, so where do you know them from? So what I'm basically telling them is we provide services, educational resources and services to parents, teachers, and caregivers. And so I keep my phone with me and I pull my phone out and snap. I have pictures, say, I show them different pictures of the center and the different activities that we provide. And I always give them a card. I keep my business cards with me. I give them a card. If you need any educational resources at home or at school, make sure you talk to your child's teacher. And I tell them we have all education. We cater to children 0 to 12. And so we get a lot of foot traffic in that way, just on the weekends or even on our lunch breaks, just talking about the center. And then they see the joy that we have about it. It makes them want to come in and see what we have to offer.
I've heard that y'all are really good at your job and really good at putting on these events and having community things for everybody to attend. Can I hear more about that?
So as to say, I go out in the community and I pass out the flyers. Even the business here, they will even take our flyers and put them up. And we share. And even we have a Facebook page where we have a resource referral page and we can even share it on there. But the children just love the activities that we have here and just advertising for the events. They love them.
What is your favorite thing that y'all put on here? Or that you've organized?
My favorite one. I love making, we had one with the ice cream. It was the chocolate day. It was National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And we made ice cream in a bag.
I love that. Oh, I haven't done that since I was little. Yes, we
made ice cream in a bag.
And they actually enjoyed it. We had the toppings and everything to go with it. So they actually enjoyed eating ice cream.
And those are things that people don't think about that is like very educational.
Yes.
That's so good for the developing brain. And not, what about you? What's your favorite thing y'all done?
I actually love them all. But I just recently did an activity this week. I went to one of the local daycare centers in partnership with. And we did the Apple event. And so with the younger kids, I read the story, Apple Farmer Annie, and asked open-ended questions. They enjoyed answering the question. They were excited on who would answer the question first. And with the older kids, we played Apple Trivia. So just asking and answering important facts about apples. And so I had different types of apples. Each child was given a plate with apples. We had the Granny Smith apples, Red Delicious, and the yellow apples. And so we had dipping, caramel, chocolate, and peanut butter. And they had a sheet. And so they had to describe, how did the Red Delicious taste? What was the texture of it? And so then they dipped it in each one of the different sauces, tasted it, and they had to describe the taste. And so they actually enjoyed that. They loved it. It's so much so they were having so much fun. Teachers from other classrooms were coming in. So I think I did 35 kids with that. And teachers from other classrooms were coming in, and so they wanted to join in. So I've been invited back again to do that with another class at that same center.
Y'all are doing such great work, because that helping morale with teachers and children, that I feel like just helps so much with even their ability to want to learn or to want to teach, like when they're excited about what they're learning and teaching. So different kinds of people come here,
yes.
Teachers, parents, children, all the people. Since y'all see it all, what do you think that the children love the most about this place?
Activities.
The activities?
The activities that we have.
The activities
that we have.
And so what do you think is
the best part about this for educators? Or what do you see educators being drawn to the most at the R&Rs?
I think with the lower grade educators, our Linden Library goes over very well with them. Depending on what activities, what we do, Sandra and I have a good rapport with the teachers here. And so what we do is ask them, what's your theme? What are you working on this month or this week? And we'll gather all those things. This is what we have in our Linden Library. You can utilize those items, just simple as something that's transportation. And we'll say, we'll get these things together with you. And so they really utilize
those. Oh, I bet they feel so supported that you are intentional with them and want to learn what they're doing and how to support them. Wow, y'all are the best. Are there other types of people that come here other than just teachers or parents? Have you seen students come to utilize it for some reason? Or like people outside of what you would normally think would come here?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of people? Who else has been utilizing
it? Well, we have business right across the street. She comes in. We also have
Cleveland City. How are you? They're Mayor Youth Council. They're focusing more on the younger kids now, so they come in and utilize it as well.
What's your favorite part about working here? And what would you? Why would you tell people that we need resource and referral centers? Why should we keep these around and keep spreading them around Mississippi?
Good resources, real good resources for the community and other places like rural areas. We have it here. Our supervisors, our bosses, they are real sweet to us and everything. And in the community, I think the community and the child care providers will keep us and the teachers.
Yep.
I don't know if I have a favorite. I love it all. Mm-hmm. I can't just pick one thing. I love it all. And I think the resource center is needed here because we provide so many resources for everyone in the community. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, we've jumped up in education rankings in Mississippi, and I can only hope or think that these resources have had a part in contributing to helping those teachers get to a place to be able to educate children
ma'am.
Like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank y'all for talking with me.
Thank you
y'all
for having
do great
us.
Work.
Thank
we
you.
Really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank,
thank
you.
You.
My name is Zipporah Klein. I'm Assistant Director for Resource and Referral, and I have the Southern Sites.
I'm Burke Sandgaston. I am the VP of Community Engagement, which encompasses the R&R Centers.
Perfect. And y'all both work for Delta Health Alliance?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So what do you think is great about these R&Rs?
I think it's a great resource for caregivers of these children because we are desolate in the Delta. Every little bit counts. And so I think that has been one of the better things for the Delta counties, that for Region 1 Delta counties, is the fact that the teachers are clamoring for resources and help. Mm-hmm. And so most of our associates are retired teachers, so they're able to help, and it just really is something good for the community as a whole.
And as someone who does community engagement and things like that, what do you see your community overall needing the most, and how do y'all support that through the R&Rs?
I feel like most of the time we just need a better networking system. Although we are a disparity in resources, we do have a lot to offer. We just don't network well, or we don't know who to call to get the right things. So I think that the main thing that we need is just to be a little more close-knit and for us to be able to share what we have.
Since you've been working in this industry for a while, what have you seen the R&Rs provide that people weren't able to do or access before?
Traditionally in the Delta, we have no public transportation. So a lot of people are walking, a lot of people are going places. And so if they need to have sign up for WIC or SNAP or anything like that, they're only open at certain places in each county, certain days of the week, and it really is hard for them to get here. So they're able to come in. Our associates are able to walk them through that process and get it going so that it's not as burdensome to them to actually get the referrals that they need.
And a lot of people probably don't know that y'all are able to do that, that it's not just checking out twice.
Yes.
You offer other kinds of support like that. Okay, so as someone who majored in social work, why do you think places like this or community resources like this are important for like community health overall or family health overall?
I think it's needed because for a plethora of things, We have socialization. We're able to make a close-knit family with the activities. We're able to assist the parents. I'm a new mom myself, just to navigate what your baby needs educationally, what's appropriate for their developmental age, what stages we're in, and then what we should be looking for developmental growth. We offer a lot of handouts and materials on childhood development, milestones, things for sleep routine, just small tips for us newcomers, and then even those that may have kids that are up in age, just so we could better that, as well as access to internet, access to a computer, access to the things on the Lemon Library that they could assist their children with at home. So being able to replicate what they're doing in school, and then having a good foundation to understand what they're doing at school and to assist them at home,
right,
just for that extra boost for educational enrichment. So I think it just comes full circle.
What is each of y'all's favorite thing, like activity or event or success story, maybe from any of the R&Rs you've been to or worked with?
A lot of them, but for the most part, one of the greatest things that I like, assisting them with those child care vouchers, being able to explain those things to them, walking them through the process of applying for any type of assistance that they may need. And it's a judgment-free zone. We're just here to help.
So I'm going to go with the activity part that I've seen. Like, we have large groups of homeschool families that are coming in. We're able to do STEM activities. We had over 40 children, homeschool children, come to a STEM activity, and we were super excited. And then one of our centers, I believe it's Winona, she can tell me if I'm wrong, they have play day for children with disabilities, and that has just warms my soul. We really believe the more programs, the more, a lot of people like to say, the more touches that a person has, the better success they have in
absolutely
life. And so we want them in as many programs, checking out things here, being in workforce, their children being in the school system where we're helping them pass the third grade reading gate. Whatever it is, we want that family. We want to help that family as a whole, whatever they need to be more successful, because
right,
no one wants their child to be less successful than
right
they are. And you just really have to be able to understand that and be willing to help that whomever it is get what they need.
Right, because you could have the smartest child in the world, but if you are tired and overworked and can't do for them, then they can't do well at school, and then it's just a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Thank you for your words. This place is so special. I've loved what I've heard.
Oh, good.
It
oh,
seems
good.
So
great,
community
great
oriented. Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yep.
Again, like I said, the Delta has no transportation. Most people are on foot, or they have to pay someone to take them somewhere. So it really is. We didn't hit all the bigger towns. We kind of went to some of the smaller towns that we felt like the community would be just as invested,
yes,
but probably needed it more.
Yes.
And so that really helped in what we're doing. And Leland, they have been great.
Success stories in small places help encourage success stories in bigger places too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's so important what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're grateful.
Thank you.
Now that you've heard from some of the R&R leaders in Hattiesburg and Leland, let's take a trip over to Tupelo. While I was at the R&R at the Itawamba Community College, I toured the center and had the chance to talk to a few parents who are also early childhood educators, and they had made a fun plan to visit the R&R together. Their daughters played with the educational toys and materials while the adults explored the lending library and gathered supplies to get ready for the upcoming school year. It was a great example of how these centers serve both children and the people who care for and teach them. If you're listening to the audio version of this podcast right now, this is a great moment to check out the video version so that you can actually see some of what we're describing.
Library. So we have all the books and everything in there. And I like the way we have them in the bins with the topics, because it's easier for a
right
educator to find what book they're looking for.
Right, because for these kind of books for younger kids, you're probably not looking for specific authors. You're looking
right
for, like, topics.
Right,
mm-hmm,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be checked out for 2 weeks and then brought back.
Right.
And then all of our games, resources, and things are on the shelves here. And we have those
perfect
divided by
yeah
topics as well. Hey, Miss Cassandra. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
One word to describe how you feel when you're at the R&R?
Creative. Productive.
And what is your favorite thing to do or utilize at the R&R?
The colored printer.
The laminator.
The die cuts.
Who would you recommend to use an R&R?
English language learners, families.
Parents of small children.
Co-workers.
If the Resource and Referral Center would have been around when you were younger, what would have been your favorite thing to play with or to check out?
Puzzles and blocks.
Books and light table. The play kitchen.
How can the Resource and Referral Center be utilized for families with children with special needs or disabilities or who need like inclusion activities?
The fine motor skill activities.
There's busy boards that can be used to enhance their language skills and for problem solving, letter recognition, spelling.
Who can check out resources from the R&R?
Parents.
Educators. Child care providers.
Everybody.
Yay! So, as you can see, there's a lot happening inside these centers and a lot of different ways people can and are using them. I did get to go more in depth with some of the parents I met, but first I want to shift focus to the early child care providers I spoke with in the Delta and Tupelo areas. These are people leading classrooms, building lesson plans, and shaping daily learning experiences for young children. Talking with them helped me understand just how essential the R&Rs are, not just for materials, but for morale. Access to high-quality resources supports these educators in a way that directly impacts how they're able to show up for their students. Let's hear more from them now. I am here with Ms. Cassandra. We're at the Resource and Referral Center in Tupelo, and she's going to tell me now a little bit about the work that she does, and we're going to talk about how she utilizes the Resource and Referral Centers and why they're important to our communities. It's great to meet you. Tell me a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
My name is Cassandra Jones. I work for the NMMC Child Care Center. I'm a preschool teacher. I work with the younger four-year-olds, and I prepare them for kindergarten. And how important that the resource and referral is for our community. We come out here, Miss Andy do activities. We can come out here and she'll read a book. We can come out here and check out things to go along with our units that we're doing inside our classroom. If we need paper, anything that she has, it's always available.
And what has that been like for y'all to be able to have a place like this to come and get paper or get toy resources or be able to make things for bulletin boards or all those kinds of things?
It's amazing. And the reason I say it's amazing, because say for instance, if you want to do a red and white and blue thing, you may not have any white paper or the die cuts to cut your stars and stuff like that. And we can come out here and use all her material, use her paper, run copies off, print things from the computers and stuff like that. And it's very important that we have access to this because it also helps us with our units that we're doing inside our classroom, that we have another resource that we can come out and visit and borrow things. And if she comes and do things for us, or we can come out here and she'll do an activity for us. It's very important.
Somebody brought up a point that I had not thought of before, and that being able to have quality creative materials like that,
yes,
to do your bulletin boards, your lesson plans, to make activities that you can reuse in the future, that when it's quality and attractive like that, it makes it more fun, more usable, and more professional, so it makes people take it more seriously.
It does, and she came by our center a couple weeks ago and she said she was doing a camping thing. So we brought our classes out here and they made a lightning bug and a mason jar.
Wow.
And the kids were amazed. They got to do their own paint and then they got to do glitter. And then while we go and watch a little film on camping and different things you can do when you camp. And they had a little setup inside of there where they read the book. And the kids got to play in the little camper and play with the different toys and stuff. It was amazing. Yes.
And why do you think that facilities like this with air conditioning, with trained professionals, where not just one type of person can come, teachers can come, students can come, children, families, people who want to utilize it, they can come. Why do you think that places like this are important for communities, especially in rural areas?
I think it's important because even if you have a family, even if they have a stay-at-home mom and they stay with grandma, and they may not have the access to going to a daycare, and coming out here visiting the Resource Referral Center, they have hands-on activities that they can do, toys, books, and activities with Miss Andy, like we have inside of our classroom.
Right.
They may not have access to those type of things, but coming out here, they still have the same benefit.
Right.
They may be with their mom or their grandparent. They may not be inside of a classroom setting, but coming out here visiting this kind of resource that we have in our community,
exactly,
it still gives them the same benefit as they give us inside the classroom. They can have the same activities and books and check out things and stuff like that.
And I was thinking recently about how maybe military families or families that move a lot, how special it is to know that maybe you have this in one community, you're going somewhere new, you don't know what's going to be there, but at least there's going to be an R&R there.
Exactly.
That you can utilize.
Exactly. And then, like you say, a family moving into the community, they had access to things like this, it will really brighten their surroundings because it will give their children the opportunity to say, hey, Mom, I did something fun today. Mm-hmm. Look what I made today.
Exactly.
Or, hey, Mom, can we check out this book? Can we take this toy? And that gives them an opportunity and it gets them out more,
yes,
into the community.
And make new friends.
Yes.
Meet new people.
Yes. Because mm-hmm. I'm sure they could show up one day and another family may be here, another mom and child and whatever, and they could become friends.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so have you been working in education for a long time?
I've been in education at the hospital for 32 years.
Okay, so you remember life pre-R&R versus now.
Yes.
What do you think is something that teachers or educators or people who work with children in general, what is something that seems to always be a stressor or a struggle that now the R&Rs can help supplement?
I think sometimes the needed supplies, it's not saying that we don't have supplies, but when we have an R&R like this, they may have something that we don't. Like, they can laminate your stuff. Like, when we do projects, we can bring it out here, she can laminate it. That's a keepsake of memory for the parent. Like, when we come out here for get paper for our bulletin boards, she may have a color or design that we don't have. So that gives you an opportunity to do something different. Really make your bulletin board very creative and
right.
stand out.
And that's exciting for a professional mm-hmm. to be able to be excited about the work they put out.
And just think, if they have their toys set up into units, and say you've been using the same idea, same thing in your unit, when you can come out here and grab something different mm-hmm. to tie into your unit, the kids, wow.
Right.
Where'd you get that from, Ms.
Right.
Cassandra?
Keeps the creativity up, keeps
yes.
the energy up, keeps
yes.
the excitement up.
Yes.
And that 2-week checkout period for resources and toys is so nice because it's just enough time for a child to really learn something and get into it, but also enough time for them to get tired of it
and not
notice it when you take it back and bring something new. And then
see,
they get excited.
Think if they have a friend come over.
Exactly.
The friend that know about the R&R.
Yeah.
And they may ask, where'd you get that? My mom and I go to Resource and Referral.
Yes.
And she checks these things out. Word of mouth. There's a new contact.
When you were growing up, if you would have had an R&R around, what would you have loved to utilize from it? Or what do you think you would have played with? Or what do you think would have made you want to come here?
Crafts. I love doing crafts.
Yes. And my mom always didn't want me to paint in the house.
No Play-Doh.
Yeah. No glitter.
No markers.
No markers, yes.
Put the crayons up. You make color on
stuff. The glue.
Yes.
Yep.
Just think.
Yes.
That I love doing crafts.
Yes.
And the things that she does with the kids is just amazing.
Yes.
Because you think about it. Bugs in a jar. They used their small motors. They were creative. And when we went and listened to the story, she put the eyes in the little zigzags.
Yes.
On them. Yeah.
And play is so important. Creative play like that. Or learning in general.
And it builds. If you have one of your children like I do, he doesn't talk very much. I got him talking because he wanted to know what was the next thing we were going to do.
Yes.
It's the small things that makes the large things look bigger.
Exactly. If you could tell any teacher, parent, professional, if you could do your pitch to them about why the R&Rs are important, what would you say?
I would say it add a benefit to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you have a stay-at-home mom or a child that parents work and they stay with their grandparents, this is a good resource for them to get out and be able to do an activity. Maybe come out to play, or maybe come out and have a day with Miss Andy and do a craft and listen to a story and sing and stuff like that. It's a great benefit for, like, you have children that are in daycare, but you also have children that don't have access to daycare. So having a resource like this is very important in our community because it gives everybody the same opportunity as someone else.
Yes, equitable access.
Shireen Carter. I work at Jack and Jill Daycare in Greenville, Mississippi. I have the preschool.
How long have you been working in early childhood education?
8 years.
8 years. And what drew you to do that?
Children, just children. I've always loved working with children. Even family and friends have always said, you just have a gift with the children. I've always tried to teach. When opportunity came, I took it.
And so how did you get connected with the R&R, or how did you learn about it?
The first time, Miss Sandra was going to different daycares, just letting us know that, hey, we're here, this is what we do, come over, visit, and then you could find out more. And so we did. We did come. We've had meetings here. We've had our staff meetings here. We've had developmental meetings here. And just coming in and seeing everything, and we've checked out plenty of material. We've even had our children over here.
Yeah.
They love coming here. Miss Sandra, Miss Tammy, they do activities, different activities. And we will bring our children here and they love it.
I've heard multiple people say that y'all have team meetings here or staff meetings. And I love hearing that is the way that y'all utilize it. And it's also so cool to hear how all the different R&Rs have different personalities. Everybody utilizes it differently. So this one seems to be really community-based.
Yes, I would say yes, because with us coming in and having meetings, and it gives the teachers the opportunity to see what they have to offer. They have materials that we don't have that we can use in classrooms. Sometimes just getting out and doing something different to children than we normally do in the daycares, that's always a big help.
And then when the children get excited about what they're doing, then it makes it better for everyone.
Yes, ma'am. Better for everyone, especially them.
So what was it when Sandra came to talk to y'all the first time? What was it about this place that she said that made you be like, I need to go check that out?
She had a flyer. I can't remember exactly what was on it. I do remember talking to the staff, like, we have to go over there. Do I need to go first? Someone needs to get in there.
Someone's
got to
go check it out.
Someone's got to go check it out. The director, Ms. Norma, and myself, we came over first. And we was like, oh, yeah, we got to get teachers over here. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you may have planned lessons for that day. You may be missing something. The Resources Center have everything. Like, you can do your whole planning from what the Resource Center offers.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done that too. We've had a week. Just say we're talking about rocks, something science. They have all kind of science material that you can use and bring back that we may not can afford to buy or that we just may not have. So we've done that a lot.
And I bet that makes your job more fun and exciting. And it makes you more willing to go into it because you know that you have these new options and opportunities.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. I know that I can make a lesson plan, and if I don't have what I need, I can always come to the resource and pick up what I need. So that makes it a lot easier.
And for educators or parents who are maybe struggling with what to do with their children or how to support them, what would you tell them about this place and how to utilize it?
I would say definitely come to the Resource Center, look around. You're not going to leave without something. Mm-hmm. You're not going to leave without some knowledge or some materials that you could use even at home. Mm-hmm. We've done that. I've had parents to say, I did go and I did check out a material that I'm using at home to help my child. So I would definitely say come in. Once you come in the first time, oh, you're coming back.
What do you notice the children love about here? Or what is something unique that the kids get excited about to do here?
The activities that Miss Sandra and Miss Tammy do with them, they are really excited about that. And they also love going into different rooms that they have set up. Because once they're done with their activities, then they're free also to go into the different rooms. So they love that. That's different than how the daycares are set up. It's a model for the daycares, but the children love those rooms.
Right.
They love going in and playing.
Why should we make sure that we keep resource and referral centers in different communities, and what benefit do you think they provide to the community and to our state as a broader whole?
Resources. You can come to the resource center and get everything from butcher paper to papers laminated. Some daycares don't have lamination machines. You have to go out and buy butcher paper. Some people, you don't have these materials. Everyone can't afford everything. So you have these resources at the resource and referral centers that you may not have at daycares. We need that. We need that support. The staff here, they'll come to the daycare and do activities with the children. We need that. So I would say yes. We all over the state, definitely, please keep them open.
Okay, so we are back at the Tupelo Child Care Resource and Referral Center at Itawamba Community College. I am with Nisha and Serena, and they are going to tell us a little bit about who they are and what they do and how they utilize the R&R.
Hi, I'm Serena, and I've been in child care over 20 years, and we utilize the R&R to just basically print things out, to check things out for our classroom, for different themes and different activities that we have that's going on in our classroom for that season.
Hi, I'm Nisha, and I've been in child care for about 3.5 years. So yeah, like Serena, we utilize the R&R Center for a lot of resources that the daycare cannot provide at the time. It's very helpful when it comes to printing out things, especially a lot of daycares don't have color printer. So, you know, we utilize the color ink or access to the bulletin board paper. Stuff like that is really critical for some daycares. And it's real good to know that you got a place to go to get those utensils and those essentials for your classroom.
Why do y'all think that places like this are good for communities and for families as a whole? In especially like rural places?
More of a hands-on, you know, try to pull them away from screen time and just be able to where you can check things out. Mm-hmm. That's really the I like about it, where you can check things out so you don't necessarily have to be in the child care or a teacher. You could just come up here and say, for instance, you want to talk about the different cultures, the different families of that nature. You can come check things out and let your kids have more hands-on with it.
Yeah, I agree. The kids have somewhere that's for them. Basically free access mm-hmm. to things that a lot of parents probably can't provide on their own.
Right.
So it's a place that they can come to help educate not only the parent but the child within their, I guess you could say, milestones.
Right.
And they know what is in their reach.
Right. And I know that a lot, especially in education, you are so passionate about it that maybe you mm-hmm. spend your money out of pocket.
Yes,
or same thing for like a parent. It could be between like, okay, $40 toy, $40 of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I feel like does a place like this taking off that extra burden
yes.
financially allow you to thrive in other capacities?
Yes, most definitely. Yes, most definitely.
And how when you have quality materials,
mm-hmm.
you make your bulletin boards with
yes.
it, make your activities with, what is that like for y'all to be able to have those kind of quality materials for free, and what does that do for your morale?
Ooh, I'm gonna be honest, like we came Saturday to do some work because we were decorating our classroom and we needed good quality color. And I felt like a kid in the candy store.
Mm-hmm.
We were really so excited to go back and put it in the classroom because I was like, we got paper. We
mm-hmm.
can do this now. It's like our vision come to life.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we do have good quality things to use.
Right. I bet it being able to be creative like that like brings the joy back into.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It does.
Because what drew you to working with children? Why did you start doing it in the first place?
Wow.
I just love dealing with children,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. I just love dealing with children. Like, I can be at a birthday parties or just at events with a lot of children, and I just draw to them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of, I fell into it.
Right.
Kind of fell into it. And when I fell into it, I just grew a passion for it.
Right.
And it don't even have a money sign on it. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was God meant for me to do this. I was always told that kids were attracted to me, and yeah, I was like, But then after so long, I seen the need at early childhood for kids to learn. And if you don't have the right tools or the right people in place to teach these kids at an early age. So if you don't have the right teachers and the passionate teachers to teach them, it sets them up for failure a lot of times when they do go to kindergarten. And if you got the right teachers, and I just had a passion for it because I was like, these kids, some don't have that at home because some parents don't know how to fully educate their kids because they lack the knowledge.
Right, and even just social emotional interaction is so important for academic
very learning. Very important.
And being able to have a place like this where people can come and meet other children, like, have moms meet other moms.
Yes.
Have child care practitioners meet other practitioners.
Yes. Yep.
Have y'all had that experience? Have y'all met people here or gotten ideas from people here? Or what's your experience been here with the other providers or the people that work here?
Just their ideas. We come in, like, now they have it set up like camping. You know, some children don't get to camp. Mm-hmm. So when you do these different things like that into your centers, you know, that's something they get to experience. Yeah. You know, they get to experience when you set up your different dramatic play areas. When you see that their ideas or other providers have their ideas, we kind of feed off of that. So it's very enjoyable. Yeah. It's very enjoyable.
I agree. It is.
You were a child and you came here. What would be your favorite thing about the R&R, about the place itself or the toys? What would you check out? What would you play with? Would you be playing with other kids? What would have been your favorite part?
My favorite part would probably be dramatic play with the camping and, you know, the baby dolls and just acting like I'm at home and just the whole everything, the toys. They just had so much that you can do.
Yeah. What about you?
I think mine would be the books. It's like each book is different.
Right.
So, like, when we went, it's just amazing how you got a book for every little thing.
She showed me how in the library, it's so smart that it's organized by
topic. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like an All About Me book and a potty training book and a Christmas book. And it's just like, I would get excited about, oh, I want that book.
Yes.
Let me read that book.
That's so smart because you go to the library, you got to look by author. Like for a 3-year-old book, you're not really looking for specific authors.
Right, and
you're
then the puzzles are right there to correspond with the book. And it's like, oh.
That's so nice for y'all to be able to walk in that basket. I know that's got the books that I'm going to need.
Exactly.
Hey, it's here. It's an access to the kids and the families. You know, donate, contribute, let it be free to the public because, you know, some things are financially hard for people. And it's just to help kids learn because they start learning even in the womb. So reading to your children, just doing the simple things for your children. These places are open for the public so they can use them. So, yes, please come and use the R&R as much as you can.
Yes, I agree. And even to get the social, get your social skills, because you never know who you run across. And if it becomes bigger and greater and multiplies over different counties, it opens up a lot of more doors and it helps a lot of more communities. And then, like you said, teachers and small business daycares that don't have a lot can say, hey, girl, you know, you can go right over there to the R&R Center. You don't have that book for that topic. Yep. You can go check it out for 2 weeks.
Hearing from the child care providers and staff who rely on these centers really underscored just how essential the R&Rs are. These stories and insights that they shared made it clear. These centers are not just helpful, they are vital to the quality of care and support available for Mississippi's children and families. That wraps up part one of this conversation. We've heard directly from the people who make the R&Rs run and from child care providers who depend on them every day. But the story does not stop there. In the next episode, you'll hear from even more voices, like training specialists with the Mississippi Department of Human Services Division of Early Childhood Care and Development. You'll hear from some parents and some community leaders who are connecting families with resources in creative ways. Together, their stories help paint the bigger picture of just how far these centers reach and how much stronger communities become when families know where to turn for support. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss what's coming next on the next episode of Chat About Children with the Children's Foundation of Mississippi. Thank you to Mississippi Lift for supporting this podcast and for the overall Mississippi Lift resource and referral network. And we can't wait to come back and talk to more folks and share more with y'all.
I'm Bailey Shelton with the Children's Foundation of Mississippi. To learn more about our work, visit us at childrensfoundationms.org or find us on social media. You can also find our other Chat About Children podcast episodes there. We are also one of the Mississippi Lift partners. Mississippi Lift helps support getting this podcast episode put out there. And for more information on the Mississippi Lift Network and the resource and referral centers, head to mslift.org.